we talked briefly before we started about a bit about crisis management and so on. And obviously with the impact of social media and the internet mob and how it's much more difficult to control your message. As companies start to have presences on Facebook, on YouTube and so on, what do you look for any aspects within that, or do you think it's important they have any one that they should have a presence, that they should be seen to be there, or what sort of things would you look for from a reputational point of view?
At a personal level, I'm not a great blogger or user of Facebook and these other types of things. I'm on all of them, but I very rarely visit them. Maybe that says something about me, my generation. I don't know. I think what it does say is that there's a fashion element here, and companies have got to recognise that. That different brands, you know, why did Facebook succeed? There's a movie out about it now. There's lots of other similar products, and in different countries, different systems seem to have to dominate the market. So that's the first point about it. I think companies, as they have, have got to recognise that there's an awful lot of interesting information out there that they can garner on the input side. At the same time, they've got to be sensitive to what they're pushing out there. There are blogs, you can go online and look at what ex-employees who are not necessarily too positive about you are saying about you. So clearly you've got to understand what they're saying and maybe put your point of view out there in the marketplace. So what do I do personally? Maybe it's an ego trip, I don't know, but I will put my own name into a search engine pretty regularly to see what's out there. And I'll go through blogs, and occasionally you'll see some very interesting stuff. So I was giving a talk in Korea in December, and within 24 hours there were two students that were in the audience blogging about what I had said in English. I gave a talk in Ireland and I told a joke at an Irish university. And interesting, I picked the joke up from one of my Irish colleagues, and it was about the relationship between Britain and Ireland. And that was perfectly okay, apparently, for him to say it, but for me to say it wasn't so good. And a student was blogging about the fact that she'd decided not to have a go at me during the lecture because of this joke. Useful stuff, so I don't tell that joke now.
Always best to be careful on the joke front.
Yeah. Well, I mean, on. So yeah, I think the equivalent for that at the corporate level is to start looking at, you know, what are people saying about you and how do they see you. And it's no good saying they're wrong. They have their point of view, and if you ignore it, if you are McDonald's and you're telling the planet, as they used to until relatively recently, that they are selling nutritious food, and that's the platform, and there are people out there saying, no, it ain't nutritious, you don't go after them in the courts. You listen.
Not anymore.
You listen.
Yeah. So, I mean, companies do, they need to listen, but I also think they need to interact to prompt more. To say, well, what do you think about this? Well, here's our ideas about X, Y, Z. Or did you know we did this? And we kind of see those different social media channels as, well, it's just another place where a set of people are.
It's another channel which may or may not be there in 10 or 20 years' time.